Morning.
Morning, Carl and Millsy.
Morning, Ryan said to Sutler. You're working very hard. He acknowledges that and he appreciates your input here on the Brekkie Show. Can the Eagles win the flag?
I wouldn't have thought so, Millsy, but I don't think anybody saw that. Even the most optimistic West Coast supporter heading to Optus Stadium on Saturday night thought they would see what we did in the first half, where it was the Dockers dominating a field position, but then at quarter time, they had four on the board, the Eagles, and really never took the foot off. For the last quarter, they kicked back the Dockers, but gee whiz, it was a terrific performance by West Coast. Obviously, some of their senior players, Elliot Yeo winning the medal from Harley Reid. Look, there was some discussion about who was best on. Waterman was terrific as well. Barris was outstanding. I don't think he can argue with the three judges, including our own David Mundy, who had a lovely moment. We'll even play a bit of that just before 8 o'clock about his chat with Harley Reid. But it was a fantastic performance. Yeo with 26-1 and Harley Reid 19-3.
So Tom Barras has got a week.
He has been given a week, and it comes off the back of this moment in the match. Here it is on 6PR.
Now Walters, who's had a dirty old night, and the sling tackle has come into play. Umpire Chamberlain says that's a free kick.
Barras might be in trouble there.
Hang on, but he's done a lot of community work.
There'll be at least something coming. Don't have to do much these days.
Yeah, will they challenge? I suspect they will, and whether they get the right result for Tommy, I'm not too sure. But the bottom line is the AFL very keen to crack down on anything that involves a sling action.
Well, the arms weren't pinned, this will be their argument, and he did have his arm free and it had the ball in it. And the ball actually protect his head from actually hitting the ground. So that might be the only way they can
but
argue.
Is it the action or is it the result? I think we're still a bit confused given what happened the week before. But look, I don't think there was any malice in it, but we know that Tom Barris is going to have an issue or two. Now, the Fremantle Dockers, they're the story of the weekend because they were 4 or 5 minutes away from being 4-0 when they played Carlton. They lose against Port Adelaide. They get absolutely pummeled by the Eagles. And Justin Longmuir, quite rightfully so, was making very few excuses.
From 20-minute mark of the first quarter for about 2.5 quarters, we got smoked in the contest.
Yeah, this season has just gone pear-shaped. 3 wins, 3 losses.
And out of the 8.
Well, do you reckon they thought they had the 4 points before they got there? They were really good in Adelaide, to be honest. They were very unlucky not to be 4-0, but do you reckon they just weren't there? Oh, mentally, they obviously weren't.
100%. Well, the first 15 or 20 minutes, they look as if they were all over the West Coast Eagles. But you're right. Sometimes, Carl, you rock up to a match and physically you're fine. But maybe those two matches in Adelaide, but also mentally, they certainly weren't at the same level as the West Coast Eagles.
But they played the Bulldogs this week, who were under the pump, and then they came out and won. So Fremantle play the Bulldogs. So Fremantle, you'd expect to win, but everyone's riding off the West Coast. Why couldn't they take it up to Gold Coast?
Well, they're a game outside the top 8. Just bear in mind, the game is up in Queensland where the Gold Coast, they're like the Washington Generals on the road, I reckon. They just have got very little to give against Sydney yesterday, good side. Against the Bulldogs, they got pummeled in Ballarat. But on the Gold Coast, I think it'd be fair to say they'll be pretty tough to beat.
They're betting close to $5. They're not, the gap's not that big.
Hey, the Eagles are only one game outside the 8. That's what my Eagles supporters mates are telling me at the moment. Let's move on. I'll tell is a long way outside playing finals is the Perth Glory. Beaten yesterday, their defensive efforts are very, very ordinary. Beaten 4-3. Now, the good news is Adam Taggart, who is the joint skipper at the Glory, with a brace, which puts him in golden boot territory, which is terrific from him. But 4-3, they had some early goals in the first half. 2-1 they led, but in the end, 4-3 the result. They scored late, but it was too little, too late.
And he's got his 50th this time, and no one's taking it away. And perhaps we are in stoppage time. Anything can yet happen.
Yeah, just before 8 o'clock, we'll talk about the FA Cup drama involving Man United and Man City, who will meet in the decider in a couple of weeks from now as well.
What do we learn from the NRL on the weekend?
Well, Cronulla's the best team alongside the Melbourne Storm. It was a huge win by the Sharks yesterday over North Queensland, and they're up and about the Sharkies, so well done to them. And, of course, the Melbourne Storm just ticking along beautifully. And it caps off a magnificent weekend, and I didn't get to Ascot, of course, for the part of the Western Trilogy, but big crowds, I'm told.
Outstanding. It was really good. I mean, it's something to build on. Next year's a bit of a tricky one because the same date that they have it on, it falls on Easter. So they're not too sure what they're going to do there. But well done to all concerned. The trilogy, an outstanding success. They can only build on it.
And the main race itself, look, I was hoping my heart and Amelia's Yule would get across the line at Overpass. So the Eastern States Raiders have done it yet again.